You will hear five short extracts in which people are talking about their favourite films. For questions 19 to 23, choose from the list A to H the reason each speaker gives for his or her preference. Use the letters only once. There are three extra letters which you do not need to use. You now have 30 seconds to look at part three. Speaker 1.
I think my favourite film must be Some Like It Hot. It's a crazy story about two men, musicians, who pretend to be women to get away from some gangsters and join a women's orchestra. The plot may sound silly, and it's hardly what you'd call realistic, but the film is just hilarious. I've seen it four or five times, and every time I see it, I just can't stop laughing. The ending fitted perfectly with the rest of the story, too. I think the director was wonderful. His name was Billy Wilder, and he made some great films.
Speaker 2.
I thought The Hobbit was brilliant. Fantasy films don't usually do it for me. I prefer more realistic stuff. But I watched the Lord of the Rings trilogy with my brother and fell in love with the characters. So I was disappointed when it ended. This prequel's on a similar theme, so when I heard about it, there was never any doubt I'd be first in line for a ticket. The actors' performances were awe-inspiring, which is a good enough reason to see the film, even if it isn't really your thing. The special effects were a bit of a letdown, but the story makes up for that.
Speaker 3.
My favourite film? I would say Solaris by the Russian director Tarkovsky. It was never a blockbuster or a great financial success, but it's so absolutely gripping, a fascinating psychological study. I don't normally like science fiction films, but unusually in this case I did. I put it down to the fact that the effects are not used just to impress the audience. There's a reason for them. I liked the actors who played the main characters as well, of course. In a way, Tarkovsky uses a futuristic setting so that we can concentrate on the story he's telling.
Speaker 4.
My favourite film has to be Skyfall. It's an action film about a spy called James Bond and follows a long series of films about the character. The theme doesn't vary that much between them, but you're on the edge of your seat the whole way through as he's involved in chasing and escaping from the baddies. It all works out okay in the end, of course. You know it will, but you still have to watch just to make sure. That's what makes me love the film so much. I like the main actor. He makes a good James Bond, I think. It's completely unrealistic, but I love it.
Speaker 5.
Actually, the film I like best is set in England 300 years ago. It's called Barry Lyndon, and it's the story of a man's life in those times. The photography is great, so it's what we call easy on the eye. It's lovely to watch. I suppose it really captures the way people feel and talk at any time through the history of mankind. This is what makes it absolutely realistic. I mean, you get the feeling the film is sort of universal in that sense.
Now you will hear part three again. Speaker 1.
I think my favourite film must be Some Like It Hot. It's a crazy story about two men, musicians, who pretend to be women to get away from some gangsters and join a women's orchestra. The plot may sound silly, and it's hardly what you'd call realistic, But the film is just hilarious. I've seen it 4 or 5 times, and every time I see it, I just can't stop laughing. The ending fitted perfectly with the rest of the story, too. I think the director was wonderful. His name was Billy Wilder, and he made some great films.
Speaker 2.
I thought The Hobbit was brilliant. Fantasy films don't usually do it for me. I prefer more realistic stuff. But I watched the Lord of the Rings trilogy with my brother and fell in love with the characters. So I was disappointed when it ended. This prequel's on a similar theme, so when I heard about it, there was never any doubt I'd be first in line for a ticket. The actors' performances were awe-inspiring, which is a good enough reason to see the film, even if it isn't really your thing. The special effects were a bit of a letdown, but the story makes up for that.
Speaker 3.
My favourite film. I would say Solaris by the Russian director Tarkovsky. It was never a blockbuster or a great financial success, but it's so absolutely gripping, a fascinating psychological study. I don't normally like science fiction films, but unusually in this case I did. I put it down to the fact that the effects are not used just to impress the audience. There's a reason for them. I liked the actors who played the main characters as well, of course. In a way, Tarkovsky uses a futuristic setting so that we can concentrate on the story he's telling.
Speaker 4.
My favourite film has to be Skyfall. It's an action film about a spy called James Bond and follows a long series of films about the character. The theme doesn't vary that much between them, but you're on the edge of your seat the whole way through as he's involved in chasing and escaping from the baddies. It all works out okay in the end, of course. You know it will, but you still have to watch just to make sure. That's what makes me love the film so much. I like the main actor. He makes a good James Bond, I think. It's completely unrealistic, but I love it.
Speaker 5.
Actually, the film I like best is set in England 300 years ago. It's called Barry Lyndon, and it's the story of a man's life in those times. The photography is great, so it's what we call easy on the eye. It's lovely to watch. I suppose it really captures the way people feel and talk at any time through the history of mankind. This is what makes it absolutely realistic. I mean, you get the feeling the film is sort of universal in that sense.
That is the end of part 3.